this past week, with the extreme temperatures here in Los Angeles, there were several pockets in different neighborhoods that experienced blackouts. Brought me back about 10 years ago. If you remember, in 2003, there was the Great Northeast Blackout. I don't know if any of you were there or not. But I remember being in the neighborhood that I was living, and you knew something was wrong because the air conditioner stopped working and literally the neighborhoods went silent. And then as it was about to get dark, people realized that there was not going to be light in their homes or neighborhoods. And so they went to their pantries to find candles. So what did the Jews do? They found their Hanukkah candles, they found their Shabbos candles, and if even need be for that moment, they used a Yahrzeit candle to bring light into their homes. And I remember sitting with friends over candlelight. For those few days, we ate over candlelight, we read and studied over candlelight, and we actually spoke human being to human being over candlelight. See, in a world that so much looks outward, the blackout of 2003 allowed us to look inward and at each other. Today we read two Torah portions, Nitzavim and Vayelech, and the second parsha of Vayelech deals with the impending death of Moses. And Moses is informed that he will not be able to enter the promised land by God. And instead of Moses caring about himself, he cares about the people and others, and therefore he tells them a simple instruction. He said, in the future, heed the instruction of the Torah and obey the mitzvot. Simple task to some. But then God tells Moses nothing earth-shattering, but something more pragmatic. God tells Moshe that there will be a time in history that, in fact, your people will not follow the Torah. And even more so, your people will do exactly things against the Torah that will follow the nations around them. Moshe doesn't despair, because God tells Moshe that even though they do this, there will always be a time for tshuva, for return to God. Over these next few weeks, we're going to do a lot of that together and individually, of tshuva. We're going to try to return to God. We know it's a difficult process. We know that we'll take two steps forward and then sometimes we'll take three steps backwards. But we know it's a process worth investing in. And we know that tshuva affects each and every one of us, no matter our position in our lives, similarly. The story of Rabbi Yisrael of Salanter, who founded the Musar movement, the movement of ethical Jewish teaching. And he went to his shoemaker in Europe, and he went to him to repair his shoe. And it was getting dark, and he told the shoemaker, I don't want to bother you. If you can't finish my repair of my shoe today, just wait till tomorrow. The shoemaker laughed, and he looked at the rabbi, and he said, Rabbi, it's a silly response. All I need to do is light a candle. Don't despair. I can do the shoe repair. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter thought for a moment, and he ran back to his yeshiva with the response of the shoemaker, and he told his yeshiva students what the shoemaker told him. He said what we learn in the book of Mishlei of Proverbs, Ner Adonai Nishmat Adam, the candle of God is the soul of mankind. The candle of God is the soul of mankind. He said, do not go into spiritual disrepair. All we need is our Jewish soul to flicker. Just that little spark, and we can begin the tshuva process. You know, during that great blackout in the Northeast in 2003, people were wearing shirts down Broadway, and it said, I survived the blackout. It was very cute and funny, and they were just a couple bucks on the streets. but I think they were missing the essence of what the blackout actually gave to them and to us. Because during those few days, red and green and yellow lights didn't work. But somehow cars managed to get through intersections because people looked each other eye to eye and waved each other on. Friends of elderly and homebound people knocked on doors to see what their needs were. There were no iPhones at the time, but people didn't care what type of cell phone they had because there were no chargers to work. People needed to have human interaction. And that human interaction was over a simple, simple candle and flame. During the blackout, we passed the flame from candle to candle. Our Talmud teaches us, great is tshuva, great is return to God, that it brings healing to the world. And so this Shabbat, just 4 days before our new year of Rosh Hashanah, let us ignite the candle of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's shoemaker, who brought healing to the world by lighting a simple, simple candle. Let our souls become the flame of God. Shabbat Shalom.